Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining us now, BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? I got to be honest, though, those 9 o'clock starts, I'm a little tired.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's past our bedtime. I stayed up to watch the first period. I wasn't overly impressed. I got to be honest with you, Chris. And I tried to watch highlights when I got up, but and I know there were a couple of empty net goals. But how many goals is this team going to be allowing this year? Because it seemed like the whole preseason they were allowing like 5 goals a game, and then you see the result, and I get it. Like I said, it's 3-2, and then you give up some empty netters, but, man, that's depressing.
Yeah, I mean, exhibition, you don't like to judge exhibition games, but they did give up 17 goals in the first 3 games, so that's – obviously, last night watching it, if you only watched the first period, that was a tough one to watch. I think they had 1 shot on net. And just came out flat. But, you know, the next 2 periods, I think they outplayed them. Granted, you know, Utah's just trying to protect that 1 goal lead in the third. But when they get their chances, they got to score. But more importantly, you know, that second goal, that Smith turnover at the blue line against the Keller line, you just got to, you know, you have to play smart when you're not a team that, you know, a team that's a highly skilled team. And the turnovers, they've got to clean that up, and they got to clean it up early. It's important, you know, not to get behind the eight ball here and get off to a tough start. So I thought the biggest thing was the turnovers. You know, they're chasing a lot, turning the puck over a lot, and it just makes you tired, and then you don't have that gas at the end of the game to create offense.
What did you like about what you saw from the Hawks in the opener?
I like the D. Vlasic, I thought, played great. I think they switched him up. I took him and put him with Jones. I thought they were a pretty good pair. They still have to gap up their D, but I did like the player, their defenseman. Donato played hard, gritty, some physicality. I love when Connor Murphy drew that penalty, and they need more of that. Every team's looking for consistency, and managers looking for consistency from their players. And I think guys like Connor Murphy, Foligno, now he's the captain. He's got to lead by example. You got to go out there and create something. And when things aren't going good, like what Connor Murphy did, he took a run at Keller, their best player, ended up getting a power play off of that. Unfortunately, the Hawks' power play was terrible in that second period. But like I said, that's the one thing I found. If they could just have that consistency and compete a little harder every game. But those turnovers are going to kill you every game.
Chris, how long does it take a team that is a relatively new team? I mean, this is not the same group. It seems like there's more talent on this team. But how long does it take to kind of figure out what you're doing as a group?
Well, I got to buy into what Richardson, you know, the way he's coaching. And again, he's defense first, and then, you know, create offense off the other team's mistakes. So the veterans they added, they're all good two-way players. You know, Taylor Hall, that should help a bit. I thought he had a great game yesterday, had a lot of chances. But yeah, these veteran guys are going to have to show these young kids the way and play the right way. And hopefully that'll transition into some wins.
When you look at this Hawk team and you saw what Connor Bedard did over the weekend, he got a little feisty. He stuck up for himself. Then you saw the way the players rallied around him when he did. Now, Chelly, I don't think you want Connor Bedard being that kind of chippy, because you want him to avoid any kind of altercation and stay out of harm's way. But what did that say to you about the way the team rallied around him and about the way that he's dealing with that frustration?
Well, absolutely. And even last night, you see he was slamming his stick down, and he expects a lot from himself, but he can't put that whole thing on his own shoulders. But yeah, that's good. He's going to have to stand up for himself at some point, you know, when the team becomes competitive and guys start playing hard on him. I think of that goal that he set up last night, and Sergachev, who's one of the top D in the league, I think he just laid off him. He didn't want to hit him because he was Connor Bedard, quite honestly. So, but yeah, he's got some spunk to him, and he's a competitor. So, and there's guys there, you know, they're bringing Patty Maroon. Foligno's always going to be there to stick up for Connor, but that's not his job. But again, you have to do those things, and he's got to stand up for himself, and it was good to see him do it the other night.
So, Chris, the Bears are in London, and they've got an 8:30 a.m. start on Sunday. What do you like in that one? What do you think about them playing Jacksonville in London?
Well, I think I'm on a streak right now. I laid off of Indy. I was right on the Panthers, so I think this is a very winnable game. They've been there. I don't know when they traveled there, but that time thing won't really mean a lot other than to the Bears fans. That's going to be some early drinking. holy tripe. I don't know how they're going to start their tailgates. But, yeah, but I think the Bears are in good shape. Caleb Williams, again, took that great touchdown pass he made. It was a beautiful pass and showed a little touch there. So, again, it seems like he's taking steps forward and the team's playing better around him. I love Komet still. He's the go-to guy when, Williams doesn't have a pass or the first option's not there. So I'm going with the Bears for sure this game.
Charlie, I wanted to ask you this since it came out last week. The NHL Network ranked the players 1 through 50, I think, and Connor Bedard was 38. Do you think that's appropriate this second season? Is that too high, too low, or properly rated?
I think it's spot on. There's so many great players. And again, Connor's got it still last night again trying to do too much, and that'll come with time. And with when they surround him with some more talent and they get more competitive as a team. But he's still got to play the right way. He took some long shifts again, a couple turnovers. And again, you could see the frustration. He knows. But those skilled players, a player like Connor, they don't see the game like we see the game. So that's what makes him an incredible player. He makes those plays and tries to thread the needle. And he's going to continue to do that. But at some point, you have to, you've got to make better decisions, especially when you're out there against another team's top line, because it's going to end up in the back of your net if you don't play smart.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios. He likes the Bears again this week.
Yeah, he does. Of course he does.
Okay.
He's always going to lean that way. And
well,
now
he
gets
laid
a beatable
off
team.
When he
beatable
doesn't
team.
Like him, he lays off.
Jags are not coming in hot.